Compass FM. It is Dance and Cake by the Ocean, the walk-on song for Luke Humphreys in the PDC Dart tournaments around the world. Compass FM, joining me in the studio, His Worship the Mayor, Mayor Dan Gordon from Waimakariri. How are you, Dan?
I'm very well. How are you, Kerry?
Oh, look, I'm really, really good. This morning, I was absolutely amazed and quite surprised. Well, not really, that you've been voted the popular, most popular mayor in New Zealand. Is how did that happen? 51% approval rating.
Well, I got the surprise like everyone else. Well, it was a surprise to me on Friday when I got a call from a staff journalist to say that that had been the and I thought, to be honest, this is a friend pranking me,
yeah,
and laughed it off until I realised that it was serious. So, hey, look, it's as much as it mentions me, it's about an entire team. I'm only as effective as the team I have, and from the chief executive down, who's an awesome, does an absolutely amazing job, Jeff, through to our elected members, we have a high performing council and we've been recognised at that. It's just really lovely to have that recognition from our community who voted in that way. And that's a, as I understand, a poll that's been done over the last 16 months, so it's been looking consistently for where those trends are when I read about the background information. I'm incredibly humbled by that. I love my job. I love what I do each and every day, something different. And for me, it's all about the people and our community. And look, if you're there to serve, which is what we are, then being guided by the public, being out and about, making sure that you're connected, it's just the things that we do as a council. And I think that's what sets us apart. And I don't mean to sound arrogant in that, because we're not. We're very much got our feet on the ground. But you know, to receive that accolade, oh wow, I was pretty damn proud of it actually. And I just think for all those that that get in behind and support what our council's doing and see that we're there to make a difference, it's a great accolade for us all.
51% approval, positive approval rating, 51%. Obviously they didn't get my note here. Well done to you.
And so where would that have gone, Kerry?
I have no idea. Possibly towards Murray. Oh, no, look, I shouldn't have said that.
No, Murray's an extremely hard-working mayor and a really great friend, and we're lucky to have, and all our North Canterbury mayors, in fact, all that I work with in Greater Christchurch, we're lucky to have the people we do that are putting their all into for their community. So, an accolades and that result's fantastic, but I speak to all my other colleagues who I work with who are equally hardworking.
Absolutely, absolutely. Flamingo Scooters are staying in Waimakariri.
Yeah.
And how easy was that decision to make?
Well, when you looked at the information that was before us, they've assisted. So the trial that was done some time ago and the information that informed that, also the work that they've done over that period of time. We geofenced the high street so that we would keep scooters or those particular scooters out there. I think the thing when it comes to it, we have the ability to regulate to work with a scooter company like Flamingo. They don't have to do that. They could have just come here and done that anyway, or any scooter company. So they've wanted to work with us, which has meant that we're in the strong position we have of working out, well, where would we ideally like those to be, because they could be here anyway. And it doesn't stop other scooters from that people privately own from going up and down. But when we were looking at it, we're thinking, well, actually, we want this trial to work. We want it to be successful in the sense that we want to understand what the information would come back and whether there was going to be usage. It's clear there is usage and that people do want it. I've used them myself.
I was going to ask you that. Yeah. Do you use the electric scooters yourself?
I've used it not recently, but I certainly did when they first came out, and sometimes convenient to pop home on one of them. But you know, it's not for me every day, but I appreciate those that do want to use it and enjoy it. I make sure I have a helmet with me, and if I don't have a helmet, I don't use it, and that's about being sensible for my own protection. And I've seen what happens when people don't wear helmets. You know, it was very informing when I was at high school, a woman came to talk about her son. He has a son in a vegetative state, and she was made the claim about using the helmet. I've never forgotten that. Mm-hmm. But look, from our council's perspective, we had no reason to say no. We could have, but in the end, we decided no, we'll continue with that. And it's closely monitored. They're a good company that work in with us, and you know, they want to make a difference in what they're doing. So from our perspective, yeah, it was an easy call.
I have an electric scooter of my own, and I absolutely...
Do you scooter out to Rangiora?
No, but seriously, it's got the range to do so there, Dan, possibly.
I know someone that works out in this district that runs from Christchurch most days backwards and forwards. Absolutely phenomenal. That's the guy from Ryman, David Cartwright.
Wow.
Incredible, eh?
Wow. Really?
Really.
That's a 60-70K run every day.
Well, he's an endurance athlete.
You think?
I think he did something in the Sahara last year. An amazing story. He's going back to do it again because he couldn't complete it, but phenomenal.
That's incredible. Mm. Last thing for me, Dan, last week, Anzac Day.
Mm.
It is a very, very poignant time for North Cantabrians, and in particular, you get very much involved in Anzac Day, don't you?
I do, because it's very important for our district to remember and not forget the sacrifices. But there's a personal connection to that, and that's my grandfather in particular, who I did speak about on Anzac Day this year, and what he went through as a prisoner of war, and where he served, and just the messaging around, well, you know, why did he go over? What did he come back for? Mm. He was a remarkable man, and actually he went away. He was married, lived in Kaiapoi. His parents were still alive. Came home to find his wife had left him. He was a prisoner of war for 4 years, and his parents had both died. So the reasons for him for going for war to protect his family and nation, and probably more broadly his country, of course. But he, you know, he was a pretty hard man for a while. My grandmother often said that he never talked about it, and that was quite common. Hmm. He was suffering, I think, by today's standards, PTSD. 4 years a prisoner of war in very harsh conditions. Thankfully, we are now in a community that openly talks about mental health, and it's okay to feel the way you do. In those days, it's a real taboo, and you just stiff up a lip, get on with it.
Yep.
So for me, that was poignant. But right across the district, we had large numbers of people coming. Rangiora will be the biggest crowd I've ever seen. But from their dawn services, I went to the one at Pegasus, and also Kaiapoi, into our then citizen services. Woody End was, you were standing room only. Very impressive, and really great to see the number of young people coming out. And Woody End School in particular, at the Woody End service, did a Kapa Haka performance, and that really impressive. But it's great that they're taking part, because it's through the next generation and future generations that we don't forget. Unfortunately, we've got wars continuing. That's not what I think the lessons were learnt for, but we mustn't forget what was given for our freedom today.
Absolutely, don't have a problem with that at all. Dan Gordon, Mayor of the Waymac, thanks for popping on in. As you do every Tuesday morning.
It's great to see you.
See you next week.
Look forward to it.
Compass FM.